South Jordan City officials and many residents are concerned that the Jordan School District isn't keeping pace with the city's growth. And in the process, they say much-needed schools and other facilities aren't getting built. Earlier this summer, the city commissioned a study by independent consulting firm Lewis Young, Robertson & Birmingham to determine if South Jordan creating its own district was feasible. The results of the study, which were unveiled to members of the council on Wednesday, showed a split would likely result in higher taxes for South Jordan residents. South Jordan Mayor Dave Alvord has opposed the split all along. He says he's happy the council decided to instead join an agreement with the school district and surrounding cities to come up with a plan.
It brings us to the table. And what that can do is a couple of things. It can keep us from wanting to split in the future, because we think we'll have our needs paid more attention to. And it also helps represent our constituents better.
As part of the agreement, the Jordan School District agrees to provide a 5-year plan for all schools in the district and more closely involve the mayors of cities in the district in those plans. Kayleen Whitlock is a member of the Jordan School Board.
It will mean that we'll all know where the district is going and we'll be able to give input. And we'll be able to work together on projects like schools, where they should go.
Not all who were present favored Wednesday's decision. Several members of the public complained the agreement was another way to stall a decision on the future of South Jordan schools. Others expressed distrust that the school district would be responsive to residents. Whitney Evans, KUER News.